This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3073 for Wednesday the 13th of May 2020. Today's show is entitled Matchbox and Diecast Restoration. It is hosted by Tony Hughes aka Tony H1212 and is about 3 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is a short episode about my new hobby restoring Matchbox and other diecast models.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, Hacker Public Radio fans. This is Tony Hughes from Blackpool in the UK. It's been a good while since I recorded one of these shows, and today, for a change, I haven't got a script, but I just thought I'd talk about something that we talked about on the New Year's show. As I look at my computer desk, I'm surrounded by Matchbox model cars, and the whole of my office and workshop is actually smothered in models and modelling equipment at the moment. And we were talking about this briefly, New Year's show, and I said, or Ken said, "Stop talking about that, that's a show," as he usually does. So I said at some stage I would record a show to my modelling Matchbox cars. This first episode is really just to talk about how I got in. I've been following one or two YouTube channels started last year, and one of the people I follow is a guy called Marty over in Australia, and he does a YouTube channel, Marty's Matchbox Makeover. And I stumbled across this channel because I like watching these restore tools, old electrical equipment, and also doing a YouTube search. I'd stumbled across his channel, so I started to watch it, and I thought, ooh. I never really got into Matchbox when I was a kid. We didn't have an awful lot of money, and even though Matchbox were at the budget end of the model cars, compared with Dinky and Corgi for the bigger models, they were still pretty much price range, the pocket money that I used to get. So apart from one or two, I never really got into them. But I've always loved them as little models because there's so much detail in them. And I thought I'd send this guy in Australia a couple of models to restore, because he was doing it. I found a couple of models on eBay and sent them off. But I kept one back thinking, have a go at this myself. And I did. And I'll put a picture of that model in the show now, even though there aren't going to be many. And that was the first one that I had a go at. And it didn't turn out too bad. It wasn't perfect, but it didn't turn out. And that started getting me hooked. So I'm going to probably do a series of these little recordings, just going over some of the things that I do when I'm stripping a model and how I strip it. For more information, there's loads of YouTube channels out there. I'll put the links to Marty's channel in the show notes so that you can go and have a look if you want. For now, I'm going to call this one a wrap and come back to a future date. So this is Tony Hughes for Hacker Public Radio signing off for now, and see you again down the line. And by the way, in our difficult times at the moment, keep safe, folks, and hopefully we'll see you all again at live events in the future. Bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.